Early this year, anti-abortion activists launched an ad campaign linking abortion to subsequent breast cancer. At the time, many scientists said there was not enough evidence to link the two. A study being published today in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health shows a small but statistically significant connection between abortion and breast cancer. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, it's not likely to settle the issue.
The first step in proving that something causes a particular disease is a series of well-done studies showing a connection. There have been several dozen conflicting studies of abortion and breast cancer, and none of them have been enough to convince scientists one way or the other. So Joel Brind, a professor of endocrinology at Baruch College in New York, together with colleagues at the Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania, pooled the studies dealing with induced abortions into something called a meta-analysis.
Well, we found when we put together all the research that's been published in the world that we could find, and that totals 23 studies embodied in 28 separate published reports dating back to 1957, that women who have had any induced abortions have an increased risk, a 30% increased risk of breast cancer compared to women who haven't had any abortions.
But the technique Brind and his colleagues used, meta-analysis, is a controversial one because it adds together results from inconclusive or conflicting studies. And in this case, all the studies are subject to something called recall bias. That is, in the hopes of figuring out why they got sick, women who have breast cancer may be more likely to admit to having had an abortion than women who are well. That would mean a falsely low number of abortions in the comparison or control group of women who don't have breast cancer, says Lynn Rosenberg, an epidemiologist at Boston University.
There's no reason to think that if you average up a group of studies, some of which are bad and some of which are good, and most of which probably have reporting bias, there's really no reason in the world to think that that is going to tell you the truth.
Another thing epidemiologists look for to prove a link between one condition and another is a clear increase in the incidence of disease. Brind's study finds a 30% increased risk.
Well, what it means for an individual woman in round figures is if she has a, let's say, a 10% lifetime risk of getting breast cancer, a 30% increase would raise that to, on average, about a 13% risk.
That's significant to Brind, but for other scientists, the breast cancer risk would have to increase by 200 or 300% for it to be significant, the same as the risk for women with mothers or sisters with breast cancer. With a number like 30%, interpretation is in the eye of the beholder. It's around the same relationship between breast cancer and oral contraceptives or alcohol use, both of which are still controversial. Brind says the number may be small, but it's solid, and he has some supporters who have found as much as a 50% increase in risk. But Louise Brinton, an epidemiologist at the National Cancer Institute, who also found a 20% increase, says it's just not enough to establish a connection.
I think women ought to know what we know, and that's that we don't feel that the relationship is resolved at this point in time. It's a very difficult exposure to try to assess because it's such a political exposure, and there are concerns about the accuracy of reporting and whether we've controlled appropriately for other factors. And at this point in time, there's enough contradiction across studies and within studies that we really don't know what the truth is.
The final thing needed for something to be accepted as a cause is a plausible biological explanation. For breast cancer and abortion, animal studies suggested that hormonal changes during early pregnancy that trigger breast cell development can lead to cancer if the cells aren't allowed to develop fully. But there isn't any proof yet for humans. Whether abortion will conclusively be linked to breast cancer, or whether the connection will prove spurious or due to something else, like oral contraceptive use, at the moment at least, is anybody's guess. The only thing that is clear beyond a reasonable doubt is that if abortion increases a woman's risk, it's a small increase. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.